Diana DeCristoforo is with us from Revere High School. And Diana, welcome to MSONewsSports.com. And what are you expecting from Revere basketball this year?
We have some high expectations set for ourselves. We're looking to work hard, improve every game. We know that everyone in our league will be prepared to play hard, both the large and the small in EC. So we're ready to get started here at the Jamboree and Tuesday night against Danvers at Danvers.
So that would be your kind of your non-league schedule. Well, out of the NEC large to start up for the first few weeks, right?
Actually, no. Danvers is now in the large.
Oh, okay.
Salem is
okay.
In the small. So we play Danvers twice this year, and Salem only once.
Now, you know, I knew that, and it's just not registering here yet.
Oh, I hear you.
Okay.
I know.
So tell me about who are the, you know, you guys have done a great job the last several years. Who are you counting on individually for Revere?
Well, we have our three senior captains, Allie Hinojosa, guard Allie Hinojosa, point guard Adana Hector, and guard Natasha Icavello. We also have our fourth senior, Maritza Scott, who plays much bigger than she is. She plays a four for us, but she's tough as nails. We have some youth. You know, we have Megan Gotham, who's a junior center. We have Valentina Pepek, who's a sophomore center. And then Pamela Gonzalez, who's like a two-guard sophomore. You know, our bench is strong. Tatiana Icavello, sister to the captains, aware. The girls worked hard in the off season, you know, lifting, playing AAU, playing as much as they could. You know, so our team chemistry is good. They've been working hard the first, you know, 9 days of practice or whatever we've had. So, you know, we're looking forward to the season starting. It's like, it's how the first couple of weeks are hard because you don't really compete against anyone except yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, right. It's about time. Let me ask you this. Obviously, your team, you have a lot of strengths. So, what would be an overall strength for your team, and where is an area that you would like to see improvement, or where you think there's potential for growth on your team this year?
You can
pick whatever part of that to answer.
I would say that a strength is, you know, although we're young, we have some experience both last year, making it to the second round, playing some tough teams in the tournament, and you know, towards the end of our season, especially. So our experience, despite our youth, I think will help us this year when we, you know, especially when we start playing our non-leagues and towards the postseason. For a weakness, you know, any day it can be anything, I feel like. You know, we're looking to be consistent in all areas and tough every single possession. You know, so some consistency, both offense and executing. Consistency on defense and tough help defense, so that help man defense, so that you know, any team that's going to make it anywhere in the tournament needs to play tough man at some point and dig deep and do that. So I think we have all the parts. It's just a matter of playing hard and playing smart and playing together. So that's it.
All right. Well, Coach, any other thoughts about Revere basketball that I didn't ask you about that you want to share with us at this point?
No, we're ready to go. Yeah, that's about it.
Sounds good. Okay. Diana DeCristoforo, the girls basketball coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.